In 1917, the APL had branches in nearly 600 cities and towns, with a membership approaching 100,000. By the following year, it had exceeded 250,000. One of the only things the layman still remembers about this period is a vague sense that something bad called the Palmer Raids occurred, a series of unconstitutional crackdowns approved by Wilson of subversive groups and individuals. What is usually ignored is that the raids were immensely popular, particularly with the middle-class base of the Democratic Party. Attorney General A. Mitchell Palmer was a canny progressive who defeated the Republican machine in Pennsylvania by forming a tight bond with labor. He had hoped to ride the popularity of the raid straight into the Oval Office and might have succeeded had he not been sidelined by a heart attack. It's also necessary to note that the American Legion was born under inauspicious circumstances during the hysteria of World War I in 1919. Although it is today a fine organization with a proud history, one cannot ignore the fact that it was founded as an essentially fascist organization. In 1923, the national commander of the Legion declared, "If ever needed, the American Legion stands ready to protect our country's institutions and ideals as the fascisti dealt with the destructionists who menaced Italy." FDR would later try to use the Legion as a newfangled American protective league to spy on domestic dissidents and harass potential foreign agents. Vigilantism was often encouraged and rarely dissuaded under Wilson's 100% Americanism. How could it be otherwise given Wilson's own warnings about the enemy within? In 1915, in his third annual message to Congress, he declared, "The gravest threats against our national peace and safety have been uttered within our own borders. There are citizens of the United States, I blush to admit, born under other flags, who have poured the poison of disloyalty into the very arteries of our national life, who have sought to bring the authority and good name of our government into contempt, to destroy our industries wherever they thought it effective for their vindictive purposes to strike at them, and to debase our politics to the uses of foreign intrigue." 4 years later, the president was still convinced that perhaps America's greatest threat came from hyphenated Americans. "I cannot say too often, any man who carries a hyphen about with him carries a dagger that he is ready to plunge into the vitals of this republic whenever he gets ready. If I can catch any man with a hyphen in this great contest, I will know that I have got an enemy of the republic." This was the America Woodrow Wilson and his allies sought, and they got what they wanted. In 1919, at a victory loan pageant, a man refused to stand for the national anthem.